Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Ever think those fables and fairy tales from back in the day are just a little bit dusty? Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Join host DJ Fuch and his trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as they deliver remixes of fables and folk tales, rhythm and rhymes, and fun spins on classics as old as time. Grab the whole family and get ready to groove, because they're putting the rap in Rapunzel and getting down with that funky duckling. Where hip-hop and fables meet, it's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to all episodes of Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcast. Motherhood isn't always picture perfect, and we are three moms just trying to figure it out together. Let's get real. Welcome to the Think Loud crew. Woo!
That was wild. Almost as wild as our last episode. We answered, we said we're going to answer the Q&A questions. We answered one.
All about sex. I mean, we still have the Q&A. We can open it back up if you want, y'all.
No, I think that just showed where everybody's minds were at last week.
Yeah, you know what it was? There was so much going on, too, like so much heaviness. Like, we all came in, like, we want something
light,
not so heavy.
Light and horny.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Always here for the horniness. Sex and sensuality.
I do feel like there's always heaviness, like, on social media and stuff. Like, I feel like I can't open my phone without getting something heavy.
You can't.
It's like something.
And I think that's why I feel like I need to try to like gear off
of your phone.
Off my phone, because I already have my heaviness. Mm. And then to open up to more heaviness and like scroll and just keep seeing that, just like.
It's a lot. Like
it's draining sometimes.
It is draining.
It is. I like to detach. I think people, like some people get upset sometimes because like I'm really not on my phone.
Mm-hmm. Who gets upset?
Like. My mom.
The way she...
My mom. She'll be like, I was texting you. And I'll be like, I wasn't on my phone. She'll be like, but I was texting you.
Did you
like,
not hear what I said? It was me.
I even called you. And I'm like, I was not on my phone. Like, even this morning, I was taking a shower. Somebody texted me something, and I didn't respond, quote, unquote, fast enough. And then... And actually...
Ooh.
I'm gonna feel like a bitch for saying this. They were telling me to have a good day, and I was like, I was in the shower, not on my phone.
Having a good day.
And then they were like, yeah, me too.
like you didn't say
like
it back.
I didn't say it back, and I was like, well, damn, like I was getting ready. Like,
wow,
patience.
Who is this?
doesn't even matter.
Oh,
like
I'm so curious.
But it was like, yeah, I'm not on my phone, especially now, like that I don't have my kids. Like I'm on my phone to like call them and check on them, but I'm like, I'm not working.
I admire that though.
Like
I need to learn to not be on my phone as much as I am. To like detach and then get on it when I need to be on it.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm constantly online, but I work from my phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the other thing. Like, I do a lot of work from my phone, but I've been trying to be like, okay, let me not sit here and do emails from my phone. Like, let me pull out my laptop and actually, like, do my work. Mm-hmm. Like, have it more have designated.
Screens. Yeah,
differentiate. Like,
I'm going to go from a small screen to a big screen.
But I'm also going to type more effectively. I'm going to have more screens up. I've got my notes here. I've got all my stuff. You know, I've got more things to work with. But yeah, like I've been enjoying my time off my phone. But then there's times where I'm like, all I want to do is play backgammon for like an hour on my phone. Leave me alone.
I get that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think it's just hard for me to put it down when I feel like I constantly work from my phone. Mm-hmm. Even last night, Zach and I were laying in the bed and he turned the TV off, and that's, like, his... Like, normally we let the TV kind of on until we go to sleep, but we are trying to break that habit and, like, turning the TV off, let's go to sleep, you know what I mean?
That's healthy.
So he did that, and I was up writing an email, and he said, I just want to know, like, if you send it right now, do you really think they're going to read it and respond right now? And it had to be, like, past 12 a.m., and I'm, like, thinking in my head, no. But, like, they're not going to read it till the morning. So at his point was, like... Put your phone down,
right.
Go to sleep, and write the email in the morning when they're going to receive it. Like, it's you're not going to
break. You're going to be okay.
You're going to be okay. And I feel like in the past, I would have gotten...
Okay, husband Zach.
Yeah, he's so annoying.
I love that.
In the past, so I would have gotten, like, annoyed, kind of like, this is my work. Like, let me do my work. But last night, I had to just listen and just, like, put my phone down. That. And this morning, y'all, when I woke up this morning, I was hyped to write that email. I was ready. My thumbs were ready.
You were rested.
It wasn't even that I was rested.
She said my thumbs,
were just, like, itching. Like, I needed to get it out.
You were looking at Zach happy. You happy I didn't do it. But guess what? I'm doing it now.
But it's nice to have a partner, your husband, to be like, hey, babe,
boundaries.
And I needed to just listen.
Boundaries.
Like, okay, let's talk about this because I feel like I got so much hate when I posted this. Not hate, but just, like, people, like... Okay, this was a while ago. That's my son. Someone... Okay, wait. Damn it. Now I have two thoughts in my head. It's going to bother me.
Because she sounded like a little Donnie.
So really fast before I give my big point, here's my small point to that. Someone the other day said, describe Ace. And I literally said... And he was like, huh? And I said, Donnie. Like,
Donnie.
Wild, y'all don't know Donnie.
Wild
Thornberry. Yeah. That is my show. Kid.
That's Ace.
Ace runs around all day like... And he's naked.
And every now and then he's...
And he has a stick.
Parker was like, look Mom,
at me. Ace was just running around naked the other day. I said, yep. Somebody messaged me on Snapchat and said, did your son ever wear pants? No. Be happy that he's a diaper on, bro. Okay.
Free kid. We love that. We love
free
that.
Free kid. Let's go back to the big point. I posted a picture of Zach and I from a photo shoot. Big deal. But my caption was, freaking buttholes. My phone is dead, so I can't read it to you. But buttholes. It was basically Cheyenne that cliche-ass caption. Every king. Come on. Let me see. Can I see your phone? Because I want to read it to how I wrote it because it caused a lot of friction.
Where did you write this?
Can I see the phone?
Yeah.
You're still scrolling and you're not giving me the phone.
Kyle wanted to find it.
She wanted to find it so bad.
Yeah.
She knows
but
the picture.
But it's far down. Okay, damn. Here it is. Okay, now, let me set up the picture.
What picture is it?
Zach is sideways, so it's a little back action. And so his back. This is his back right here, right?
That's Zach's back.
So his face is going that way.
Yes.
All right.
What are you doing?
And my arm is around his back, and I'm kind of behind. Yes, like that. I'm kind of behind him.
Yes. Oh.
All right.
Behind. Okay,
I'm kind of behind him.
And he's like, yeah,
and
baby.
He's like, I'm that man. Okay. My caption.
And this is my babe. Yeah,
behind
babe.
Every king is a queen.
People were like, oh my God.
You are equal! Be on his side! A queen leads!
All I'm wondering is if Travis' ears are okay as you yell into this mic right
now. I felt like people were screaming at me. How dare you put yourself behind him? And I'm just like,
I can't whisper in his ear what to do if I'm standing in front of him.
I'm just like, oh my God, I didn't know that this was going to be a thing.
Behind, wait, say the caption again. Behind Girl. Every.
Put your face right here. Her phone locked. Her phone locked.
All right. Oh, this is the picture I imagine. Yeah.
Okay, the caption again is, behind every king is a queen.
And people were mad at it.
Oh, okay. Let me read you some of the comments.
Okay.
Beside, not behind.
Oh.
Hold on. I can't scroll fast enough.
Beside, not behind. But why can't...
Behind every queen is a king. I fixed it for you.
But why can't you... This is...
Always behind, never behind, always beside.
So you can't respect, like, your...
Hey, nice photo.
Right, like...
Next to every king is a queen, never behind. Beside.
You're behind your man. I'm behind him.
Kings can't make moves queens do.
Wait.
What?
Kings can't make moves queens do.
Okay.
And I'm just like, okay, everybody's a little mad at me. But what I realized is that...
They were like, nah, sis,
why is it bad to be submissive to your man?
Say it one more time.
Man. Why is it bad to be submissive to your man or your woman or whatever the fuck you want to date? I feel like saying that? I didn't find the energy behind, I didn't find it to be so negative when everyone was like, no, you're besides him, you're in front of him, you make the moves, he don't do shit. Like, it's like, Jesus
Christ. Like, why can't my king make the moves and I'm behind him?
It's one of those things where it's like, you guys are all saying the same thing. It's just like...
In a different way.
Yeah, so it's like, as long as you guys are supporting each other and doing the thing,
I just think in our generation, it's like... I get the equality behind everything, I feel like our generation, we don't know how to let people lead. Like, I think we don't know how to let our men lead.
We don't agree.
Put them in the position to lead. I think a lot of us women
use a leader, my homie.
I think a lot of women have become the masculine lead in relationships, and I don't think that, like you just said, we don't let our men lead or like be the man that they can be, because then we're overbearing over it. We're like, no, I'm that, and that's okay. It's okay to be the boss in the relationship and to be a breadwinner, but also we have to let our men be kings and let our men do what they can do for us.
I think I've realized that what do I want out of my marriage? What do I want out of my relationship? Yeah. You know what I mean? I always think about those things. How can we grow within our marriage? And where do we go with it? Because I feel like it is a growing thing. You grow as you're an individual, but you also grow within your relationships. Mm-hmm. And for me, I had to learn how to let my man lead us, mm-hmm. lead our relationship, lead our family, lead our household. And if I'm constantly breaking him down, that's not building him up.
Mm-mm. No, that's not even being supportive.
No, like... And I think that it's totally fine to be equal. I'm an equal. I tell Zach shit all the time. But I also listen more than what I'm barking. And I feel like...
I like listening to
I feel like, what is the issue? I was like, dang.
You like being some, like...
I pray for a man who has like that leadership with him, who can lead me like the family I see fit, and like provide that space where I can I want to submit to him. Mm-hmm. Like, I think there's a lot of power within like the trust and like security and stability mm-hmm. there, like, and that's emotional, mentally, physically, like spiritually. So it's like, if I'm submitting to my man and trusting in him leading, like, What you want, baby?
Bow down.
Bow, right.
Like, what do you want? Like, to me, that makes me feel good. That's fulfilling to me. So, like, I pray for that moment.
I do, right? too. I can't wait. That's another thing that I pray for. I can't wait for a man to come in, to come into my household, or just for me to help me lead and help me figure things out as a man. It's just a different, I feel like a man brings just a whole different energy into a home and or into a relationship. If he is a man, and if he has brought up a man and knows how to be a man. Yes.
I agree.
Like that you just brought that point.
I agree.
If he is a man.
You bring a little boy in your house, he's going to have little boy energy. And I feel like that's when pettiness and all this other egos and pride and all that. It's like, okay, I don't need another little boy in my house.
That is not conducive to a space for a soft woman to live and submit. Like, no. And I think that's an issue because a lot of guys just think, oh, I'm the man, you submit. And it's like, no, baby.
What
are you doing? What are you bringing to the table? I'm a queen. Are you a king?
Right. And I think that is a good conversation for all of us to have is, you know, do you submit to your partner?
Yeah.
And what does that look like for you? And that, to me, does not have to be negative. That's not. It's now, not don't negative. Take that as Zach is screaming at me talking about fold my clothes. Cook dinner.
No.
Suck my dick.
Why was that in my head next? And I was like, I wonder if she's going to go there.
That's not what like, I'm saying. But I do like it when he comes with that grown man energy. We need to sit down and we need to discuss things that this family needs to do. And I'm sitting there like,
a man with a plan.
What do you want me to do?
Right. And that's what I'm like, yes, tell me what you want me to do. Like, you know, that's different energy. That's a turn on to me. Do y'all get turned on by your man or whoever, you know? Yeah.
I think
sitting you down and laying down the law. Tell me
what to do.
Yes, exactly.
Why? Oh my god.
No, but it is a turn on when a true man comes in and is grabbing on the rings and like, this is what it is, or like, this is what how the things should run, or listen to me. You can listen to me. Let's go back and forth.
You guys bounce things off each other.
Bounce off each other.
And I think that that's one thing that
I think it's healthy.
I love about Zach is that we can have those conversations where they may be uncomfortable, but we have those conversations. And I feel like I'm heard, and then I feel like he feels like he's heard, and that's how we've been able to handle things. But there are some times where he's like, no, this is what we're doing. This is what I think is best for our family and our household. And this is how I would like to do it. And I'm sitting there like, well, shit, what else you want
to
do?
Man, I can't wait to have those conversations with somebody too. Because I'd be looking in the mirror like,
bitch, is this a great idea? This is what we're about to do. I'm in the bathroom feeling bipolar like, are you Issa Rae in the mirror?
You got this, but then it's like, oh, we don't have this. And then it's like, no, you didn't. Go look at your book. You're crossing things off. And then I'm like, it's crazy in there. Like,
yeah. Okay, we've talked about this before. Now that you guys are kind of like in this dating sphere, I feel like you've had a few dating experiences lately. Have you rethought about what is in your top five for a man?
Yes.
Top five, like what?
Like, you know, your qualities. Top five. Yes. I feel like I'm asking Kyle from the standpoint of, I feel like she's been in the dating world a little bit now.
Yes.
And now you've seen different, you know, personalities and character
have
traits.
Have changed for you?
Yeah. Okay, so let's hear this.
Let's hear talk to us, girl.
So I had to, like, step back on some situation because it was just, like, a little too much, a little too quick.
What was a little too much?
Like, everything. Like, but it was also, like, I was with the shits.
So they were falling hard and you were falling harder?
No, I was not falling harder. I was just, like...
You were equally falling.
I was, like, falling, but at the same time, I was like, hey, like, you know, I've got all this stuff going on.
But
like,
what was... These were, like, my focuses. You said you were with the shits. What does that mean? Like, it was you a mutual. Were with,
they it were
was
with whatever okay, he was mutual. That episode that we did.
There were mutual feelings, but the timeline was just, like, was different, I feel.
So, I'm going to bring this up.
Yes.
There was an episode where you said that you and a guy that you were dating were going to go see a financial advisor. Remember that? And I said, is this a financial advisor to help you, or is this a financial to help the two of you see where to grow your finances? And you were like, and I said, I think we should slow down. You're like, I'm exploring it into my interest. So is that something that...
You were with the shits?
You were, that's a version of you being with the shits. That was a version
of me being with the shits.
Yes.
Yeah.
To answer your question, thank you.
Like, I'm open to things. Like, not necessarily, like, just open to whatever. But, like, in that moment, I was open to...
Why did my eye twitch?
I don't know. Damn. That was crazy.
Shannon was like, nah, man.
But I feel like that's a perfect example of you being open to and down with the shits.
Yes. Where it was like, okay, like, I'm curious. Because it was new for me as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what it is. Like, if something's new and I'm like, okay, this is, like... in the wheelhouse of something that I like or like would like, I'm down. Like, yeah. I'll go with it.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly. Which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
But, like, for me right now, also, like, I've got so much going on where I don't think I'm, like, a good relationship person for what that person needed.
So you're stepping back and going,
so I had to step back because, for me, I don't want to be in a situation either where, like, someone needs, like, a certain level of energy and I'm not able to give that to them because of... like, my priorities are different right now.
Yeah.
So.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I think that it's good that you can realize that and not string along somebody who is giving you that energy and you're not able to reciprocate it.
Yeah.
I feel like it's good that you're able to vocalize that.
And this isn't to be like, fuck you, bye. Right. Like, that's it. No, but it's you're like, hey, I actually do respect you as a person. Like, I like what you have going on. And, like, I want things to be good. So it's like, if I want things to be good, like, people who know me, like, the men that, like, know me or, like, have been with me, not been with me for years, but, like...
Okay.
my friends, like, my guy friends who have, like, been friends with me for years... I don't know how, like, why.
I'm like right there with you and I'm just trying to see where we're going.
No, like, they know. It's like, we're cool, but it's also like, I need my space. I need my time. And, like, things don't always match up with, like, what they want. So it's where I am in life right now. It's either, like, you're patient with me and, like, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. Or you say, okay, you know what? That doesn't work for me. And I'm out.
So
do you have these like real life conversations?
I do with some people, and it's like it's scary. It's very interesting because like I have like friendships where it's like we'll talk about our dating situation, but it's also like we'll talk about us, and it's like
the. Okay, I'm confused.
No, but it's like, we'll be...
I'm trying to follow.
So it's open. It's like an open form.
It's like an open form, yeah. Because it's...
So if you're here for me, you're here for me.
Yeah.
And if you're willing to wait for my whole being and what I'm processing at the moment, then you're here.
But at the same time, you guys will talk about dating...
Like, I'll be like... Other people. Because it's like, I'm not in that place right now.
Got it.
And it's, we'll be in different cities or different states. Shit, we could be in the same place. And, like, I'm just, like, this is where my focus is. And right now, like, my focus is myself, my kids, and building my business. So it's, like, unless you, like, fit into that realm, it's, you know.
I feel like when you're in building, like, your season of building, that it's hard to... How do I say it? It's hard to bring somebody along with you for that roller coaster or that ride sometimes you need a ride by yourself.
Yeah, you do.
Like, you need to sit in a single seater and ride this wave for yourself. Mm-hmm. And I think that you're kind of in that season right now where you're trying to do different things. You're trying to elevate. You want different things for yourself.
Yeah.
I feel like you're still in your season of, like, healing. And
like this time for me has really been like very healing and cathartic, and like I've been able to really slow down so I can see
without
what
your
is
kids?
Actually yes
yeah
like I miss my kids so much, and they look like they're living their best lives, and part of me is like, go visit, go do this, but then I'm also like, girl, enjoy this time to really like cut out all the fluff and like purge and really just like get organized and work, just be about your business. So it's like dating, but like I ain't doing shit right now, y'all. I'm at home, like, well, I'm at work, or I'm like on doing online classes, working on my business plan. Like, I've gone out maybe 3 or 4 times in the time that my kids have been gone, or I'm at Cheyenne's house.
Yeah, we really like her at our house.
Yeah, like I've been filling my time with, like, I've been working with a personal trainer. I've been taking like voice lessons.
I think that it's really good that
really
I feel like
her at our house.
You got it into you though.
Yeah, like this is, I'm happy. And it's important. I'm kind of proud of myself because I haven't been like ripping and running and trying to like force all this stuff to happen. I've been really kind of like trying to be
slowing down,
like gentle to myself and really just focus. Like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, I'm actually doing it. That's why my conversations with myself in the mirror, they've changed. Where it's like before I used to be like, chaotic. But now it's like, oh, like, what do we have on the agenda today?
Right.
Like,
yeah, it's softer. I feel like anytime we've talked about co-parenting with you and Mez, it's always you have the boys here. So it's like that version of co-parenting. How is this version of co-parenting now?
It's really weird.
Do you like it?
No. Yes and no.
Okay, what are the pros and cons?
Pros, I get a break. I'm not gonna even front, like, this is amazing, guys. Like, I get to have
a
crazy schedule. I get to do things for myself. Like,
you get to eat a hot meal.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
A hot meal.
You get to shower.
For like an
you get to use the bathroom without people in there.
That is amazing.
I get to actually.
And you get to really take your nice showers that
I
you
get
like
to
take.
Shower,
oh,
I get to...
my God. Zach literally says we should check the water bill for the time that Cloud does stay with us because she will be in the shower for hours.
I don't think people realize Kyle likes her shower time.
Yes. Guys, when I go on dates now, like, the questions I have or, like, skill sets I need are so off-landish.
So give us an example of one.
Well, like, lately my whole thing is, like, I want a man to, like, buy me a cow and a deep freezer. Like, they're like, what's something? Like, no, okay, this is not, like, something I came up with. This guy was like, what do you want right now? Like, and I was like, I would love, like, a sustainable cow and a deep freezer. But I said it jokingly, and they were like, wait, what? And I started talking about, like, just for, like, budgeting. I was like, I'm a single parent. Like, this was, like,
a
fun conversation. And then he was like, actually, you need a bull. And then we had this whole conversation about, like, this stuff. And I was like, I think I like you. Like,
I think that's true. That,
yeah. Like,
people
but it's
turn
like,
her on and telling her
I'm not
that
about to get
buy.
You a cow. I'm about to get you a bull, baby.
And a
so that we could have some livestock and like make some money from it. I'm like, ooh, I like the way you think. So it's like, yeah. So I'm like, I'm just literally, I'm saying whatever I feel like saying right now. And if people are down for it, I'm like, cool. Like, I think I'm actually being myself. And
I want you to be yourself.
So funny.
I want normally, no other version of yourself.
I would just keep these things to myself. And
I want to know
I had somebody
who the guy is that said, I'll get you a bull.
He came back with, he was like, how much is a cow? And I was like, damn, I need to know this shit. I need to be quick on my game.
Oh, you need to write.
How much is a cow?
Okay, so cows, depending on what kind of cow you
get.
Like
a baby cow.
They can, so that's the thing. The calves, I think, start to like between like 12 and 15, but they can
thousand?
Range. Yeah, they can
that's
range
an
up
expensive
to
ass thing.
$3,000 depending on where you get the cow, $3,000? How the cow is
I think
fed.
She said 30.
3,000. I'm sure there's cows 30? That cost even more. No, 3,000. The ones okay. I was looking at.
The ones that I was looking at.
But what I want to do is
you're
like,
about to have a cow at your house, Shy.
No, I want it to butcher so I don't have to buy meat for like the next year or
oh
two.
Oh my God, now she's killing the cow.
Yes.
You should go up to my cousin's farm. they kill their animals. They have a whole bunch of lambs and all types of stuff.
Yeah.
You would like living there.
Okay. Like, we talk about, like, yeah, random things. But that's like, one
of
my
conversations with the man.
Like, let me see.
That's how your conversation
let me see,
because
I know
man.
I'm quirky. Like, I know
okay.
I'm, like.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
You are.
Yes,
you
and I
are
know
very
it.
Quirky.
That's why I'm like, let me just see. How
and
do
you need to be with somebody
yeah.
that is going to not only, like, accept your quirkiness,
but
like
nah, baby,
elevate it
we
and
need to get a bull.
It
like, okay.
And love it.
We're going to get a bull.
Yes.
And then we have livestock. That's how
and
it's
I
like,
will say that in your past dating, I've never seen you with somebody that elevates and loves on your quirkiness.
Yes.
And I want that for you.
I do too. Because like, I honestly
that's
feel
who
like
you are.
I could be a funny ass person sometimes. But I'm like, people don't really know it because
you don't get to be funny?
I just, like, I'm quiet, or I'll just be stoic, or I'm just, like, observing, or I'm just like, where's my friend? This is stupid, like.
So in this like, phase of your dating life, in this phase of you dating, you
yes.
feel like you're truly being your authentic self.
I think for the first time ever.
And you're not caring about what people, whatever you
no,
throw out.
It is what
is
it
what
is.
You're throwing
this is
out.
What I'm feeling. This is what I'm going through. But it's also, like, I've been able to differentiate, like, different maturity levels within men and their, like, emotional state or their mental state or, like, their financial state or their spiritual state by the things that I bring to them. So it's like, yeah, I could talk about the cow and the deep freezer, but it's also like, hey, what book are you reading? Like, let's go into some shit. Like,
yeah.
what are you doing? Like,
have you ever met somebody within, like, this new phase of dating that mm-hmm. has had an issue with you having two kids?
No. No one's had a common issue with the kids. Someone did make a statement about me having an Instagram following, and they were like, oh, you're just, like, one of those, like, Instagram girls. And I was like,
what?
I was like, no, I'm not. And they were like, well, how if you this? And I was, like, trying to explain. But I was like, I'm not about to explain this shit. And I was just like, my family, like, I film for things sometimes.
I feel for things sometimes. But my mind went to porn, and you don't feel
for right.
porn.
Like,
I automatically thought porn.
No,
porn.
But, like, I normally don't give people, like, my social media, and, like, that
but
person
you're not
reminded
on social
me.
Media like
exactly.
That.
Yeah.
So, how can somebody say that you're
exactly.
an Instagram girl?
And I was
they
like, never
you.
Mind. You don't, you just
you're
saw
just
something.
At,
yeah.
yeah.
You
saw
wanted,
something.
You just put me in this box. And I was like, that's not me at all. Like, I'm the girl who's like, I don't know where my phone is in my bedroom for 6 hours because I'm like reading and doing a class
world.
Right now or just laying here like thinking like no I'm not on my no like sometimes no because sometimes I'm like I wish I was a little bit more into it because I'm like people be making hella bread and I'm like I've got like a great guide right here and I know she gets frustrated with me sometimes but I'm like
I want to go look up cows. You're giving me my bull.
My deep freezer.
I was really wondering if, like, with in dating, if you've, you know, had any challenges with the fact that, like, you have kids.
And maybe in your youngest, they just want to make sure that my relationship is over.
With your baby daddy.
With my children's father, and that I am open to having more children, which I am. So that's their conversation.
What about you? As far as dating guys that have kids, do you have any boundaries or rules in your head about that?
So, no, it's so interesting. Even previous to having kids, I have dated men with children. Mm-hmm. And one of the guys I am exchanging conversations with right now has no kids. Mm-hmm. And, like, I really like it. And
that he has no kids.
That he has no kids. Like, there's no... I feel like... Okay, one of my best friends, she's always like, girl, you be picking these men, and then you got to, like, fix a situation. Like, don't go into a situation where you got to fix anything. You be the problem. Like, if there's going to be a problem,
let it be you.
Let them fix you. And I'm like, oh, okay. Not that I'm looking to be fixed, but it's like I'm always here for, like, elevation and support.
Yeah.
So, like, within this situation, like, the conversation is so different. Like, the accountability, I feel like, it's just, I'm like, dang, I'm about to be this lady who's like, I got kids, but, like, where the single men at? Like, only, like, and I'm not saying like that, but it's almost like it's very different, but
you like it.
I like it.
Yeah. You like a man with no kids.
I think that's okay to say because I feel like there's men who will say they won't date a woman with kids.
Yeah.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
As many of you may know, I have been on a slow boat moving into my house, and I've been so stressed out about how I'm going to decorate and what is going on in my hallways. Thankfully, Framebridge has come into my life. I can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store and print whatever kind of images I want for my home. Whether it's a travel souvenir, my favorite photos from my travels, or just pictures of my kids, I know it's going to get done and it's going to look good. All you have to do is upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free, secure, prepaid packaging, or visit one of their 20-plus retail stores. Framebridge custom frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. I can't wait to visit one of their locations. I'm going to take in some of my old concert stubs so I can hang it in my office. I love to see things that I've done and experienced in life, and they motivate me to work even harder. When you think of Framebridge, just remember it's easy and affordable to custom frame just about anything. It's fair and transparent upfront pricing based simply on the size of your item. There's a curated selection of frame styles with design experts on hand who make it fun to choose the perfect frame. There's fast service, free shipping, and it's great for gifts. Order online or get expert help at a retail location near you. And don't forget, happiness is guaranteed. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they'll make it right. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com. Ever think those fables and fairy tales from back in the day are just a little bit dusty? Wandery and Tinkercast are bringing you a new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Join host DJ Fuch and his trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as they deliver remixes of fables and folk tales, rhythm and rhymes, and fun spins on classics as old as time. Grab the whole family and get ready to groove, because they're putting the rap in Rapunzel and getting down with that funky duckling. Where hip-hop and fables meet, it's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to all episodes of Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts.
I mean, kids add another layer.
There's a whole other layer. And it's, I feel like with my child, like my situation, and we're cross country, like, I'm gonna say that's enough. Right? That's enough.
You mean you think that's enough to bring into a relationship?
That's but who knows? I might meet someone who has children and fall madly in love, and
the kids won't matter.
But at this moment, and I will love their children like regardless.
So yeah.
The children have never deterred me from caring for someone.
I do think it's interesting that you say that the conversation with the guy with no kids is different. Like a different conversation.
What makes it different? It is it lighter?
Very mature. I feel like I'm talking to an adult.
Adult
man who's like, yeah, it's very like.
And so when you talk to men with kids, you feel like it's childish?
It's not that it's childish, but sometimes it's just more like, I'm not your therapist, and I'm not here to hear about your trauma. So it's like, people don't always know those boundaries.
I never thought about it like that.
I thought you were going to go somewhere different with
the conversation. Yeah, it's different stresses. Oh, yeah, go let work be your stress today. I don't want to have to sit here and listen about, you know,
your child's mother
and your kid that, you know.
Yeah, I get it.
I think especially if it's a situation that isn't good.
Yeah, it's difficult because me and Mezier, even though we're not together, it's not a bad situation.
You still have your boundaries set up. You still have somewhat of a schedule. Like, you still know certain things where I feel like if you date somebody who doesn't have those things set up, then that's where it would get rocky.
Yeah, and it's like sometimes it makes me feel weird where it's like, how can I speak so happily or, like, be elated about, like, my children and their situation where maybe your situation or your relationship with your children doesn't have that same reflection? Mm-hmm. And it's, like, for me, it makes me feel like I have to, like, curtail or be more mindful or tiptoe. Yeah. And I ain't doing no more tiptoeing. Like, I am here to, like, take up space now and to, like, ask questions without feeling like, I don't know.
Hurting your feelings or you're not.
And it's so sensitive. Like, children is such a sensitive topic. So it's like, if there is sensitivity that I cannot, like, comfort and I can see, like, there's nothing.
That type of healing.
I feel like if I was single and dating, I couldn't date a guy who had kids that wasn't an active father. I think that would be a turnoff for me.
I did date someone or talk to somebody who wasn't an active father, and that shit was stressful. That's why we ended it, because I'm like, how are you not making sense of your situation? Yeah. Here are steps that I can tell you that you can do.
Yeah.
And it would just always be an excuse. It would always be like, oh, but the mother is this and that. And I'm like, yo, I'm a single mother. Do you not understand that? So I don't think I could never date somebody who's not an active father or present or doing this.
I just think I'm too much into my kids that dating a guy that I know has kids and you're not playing a role, I couldn't stand by you with that.
No, because I stand by them, and
I would probably make them sick. Why are we not going to court? Why are we not calling 911?
Why are we doing this?
Please, no. If somebody takes my kid and says I can't have them, 911. My kid's kidnapped.
I found the best lawyers that we can find.
Like, why aren't we taking the steps? And it's been this long. Like,
the relationship would get dragged down by me constantly probably nagging at why you're a shitty dad. Or why you're not taking the steps to be a better father.
Right.
But sometimes I think.
And you don't know what these people have
been through.
That's the thing.
You don't know.
And
or the
I would want to talk to the mom.
I want to talk to mom.
What happened?
Not with your kid.
She's gonna have a story and she's gonna have a story. But somewhere in the middle, that shit's gonna meet up.
Exactly. I have been in that position where the dad was not as active as what I thought he could be. And I was like, but I was, you know, by then I had met the children and I was invested. Mm-hmm. Still am invested.
But I ended up becoming friends with the mom because I was like dealing with their kids. But it was also like, what's going on around here? Like,
yeah, what's really going on?
What's really going on? Because, you know, you always there's like you said, there's always different, his side, her side. Then there's the truth. The kids got a version and the grandparents got a version.
If the kids want to talk.
And they're sitting here like,
they'll tell you the real truth.
And I'm sitting there like, okay.
Yeah.
Shit, you want to go to the zoo? Like, I just heard a lot. I got a process, but, like, we're going to go do something now. Yeah. So I've been in that position, and I've also been in the position where it was... It was a lot. It was, like... I'm not laughing, okay? I'm sorry.
Now I want to know what happened.
Because I'm sitting here thinking, like, damn, girl, why are you be messing with all this shit? Like, what is going on? But the child had been kidnapped and was taken overseas, and it was just, like, there were a lot of layers. There were lawyers involved. Shut up, Cheyenne. It was a lot.
I know what you're talking about.
It was a lot.
And I just want to say, Kyle brings home... very interesting people characters. With all these stories, and my mom and I just sit there and listen, and then as soon as she exits the room, we're like, did we hear that right?
Never again.
So you normally take on a lot of shit.
Yeah, she does.
I do.
Whoever told you want to fix people,
fuck them.
No, that's true. When I really think about your dating history, I feel like you do date people that have a lot of shit going on.
And it's like, it's not like little stuff. No, it's like compounded, complex trauma. And I'm like, why do you guys keep finding me? And like,
maybe because you're so like nurturing.
I'm very nurturing, and like, I'm also like, okay, if this is the problem, let's figure out a solution.
So you're like, thank you, come Shannon. Here come to Mama Kyle, I will fix you.
Not even I will fix you, because I don't believe you can fix a person. No, but it's like,
if you extend yourself so much to begin with,
and then I get like,
and then
I think
people like probably just take
I think
from
they
that.
Just yeah, leech on
they
to
really
that.
Do.
You
yes. want to
help? But I love for you now in this realm of
no,
Kyle.
I had to stop check myself the other day.
Oh, uh-oh.
I reunited twin sisters at anime, and afterwards I was like, how?
Oh my god.
Like,
so you
why?
Were invested. You get why? Invested in people's lives.
People ask me for help sometimes, and I don't know how to say no. Or I'm like, oh, I see a solution, so I know it's possible, and they may not see a solution.
And reunited and twins.
They were lost. They lost each other in the convention center. It was crazy. But that's besides the point. But it's like, yeah, sometimes people, like, the people I attract or, like, the people that, like, latch onto me have some real crazy shit that's gone on. And, like,
I wonder why that is.
They pour it all out to me, and I listen. And then I'm like,
weigh on you as a...
It does. It does. Okay. I've had to figure out ways to...
Because that's a lot
put boundaries
of
there.
To take
I've had to learn how to establish boundaries. Because sometimes people will just be like, hey, I need a trauma dump.
Like, oh, no.
And I'm like, oh, why do you think I'm that person?
Right.
What makes you think
that's
that,
not fair?
I also don't think that I'm that person to ever hit up my friend and say, can I trauma dump on you?
No.
Like,
I'm definitely.
I think I would
person.
Write it down in a note on my phone.
And that is mine.
Before I would call anyone and say, let me dump this on you.
And I'm like, you can't trauma dump on me, but if you want to talk after you've like processed or released it, like I'm here. So it's like, I've had to learn how to be like.
Have boundaries up.
Boundaries there, because people will be like, whoosh. And I'm just sitting there like.
That's a lot.
Okay.
That's where it comes in before you talk to somebody. Like, hey, do you have this space for me?
Shannon, oh, that's
and
a good. That's a good friendship tip. Do that again or say that again.
So whenever I call somebody, if I do need to release or I have something heavy, mainly I do it with Kyle. I'm like, hey, do you have this space to hear me right now? Yeah. And if she doesn't have this space, I have no hurt feelings. That shows me that. You know, she's going through something. And then maybe I go, hey, do you need to talk to me?
Because I have the space.
Because I have the space.
And this has gone both ways where it's like, yes, I can listen to you today. And then there's times where it's like,
nah.
But, like, give me a minute, and then we'll come back to each other.
I think that's really healthy within your friendship.
Yeah. And even in any other type of relationship, like, even if in your marriage or maybe in your, if you're dating someone.
Your relationships, like, everything. Like, it's not,
I think it should be mandatory, but I just feel like sometimes when you feel like you're releasing something or telling somebody something, that they have the space for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you don't, like, what we always say, you never know what somebody's meant, whatever mental they're going through.
Yeah.
Maybe they're going through something super hard and they can't take what you're about to load on them.
Or they know that they're not going to be able to give you the response that you, like, deserve
or you need
or the listening ear. Because there's times where it's like, yeah, I can listen, but I know my response might be, like, icky.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you're in that space, I'm not trying to give you, like, icky energy on top of it. And you're like, wait, what? Like, why the hell am I talking to you now?
So
I think that's a really good friendship tip.
Yeah.
I feel like when I think about, like, my friendships, like, how we respond to different things or how we communicate, one of the things Remy did the other day, she said, I want to run something by you guys and pick your brain. Mm-hmm. But she also realizes, like, you know, we're both,
it was
Zane and I, we're both busy. So she said, answer this question when you have time. Like, when you don't rush into it. Right, but answer it when you're ready to answer it. I'm going to send it, but answer it when you can. And I really appreciated that. And I don't think I thought about how much I appreciated that until now.
Yeah. Because it gave you, it probably made you feel like, I don't have to rush to answer this right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can have time to think about it. Mm-hmm. I don't have a pressure. I'm not going to be a bad friend if I don't answer it at this second.
Right. And it shows, like, they're acknowledging that you've got a schedule and priorities and other things going on. I think that's great. Yeah. Another little friendship tip recently that helped me. Someone needed some, like, reference questions, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna type them up. But then it was like, it was so much to type up, and they were like, send a voice note. So it's like, even sometimes just how you share information rather than just like a cold text or what can be seen as cold, like, even if you can't have that conversation but you know the question or topic or want to convey a feeling, like, put in a voice note, and then if you send it, you send it. If not, you know, that's for you. But I'd be sending my friends voice notes.
I hate when you send me a voice note and it's like 3 seconds long and I'm like, I have to, like, re-listen to it a few times. I'm like, why is this so quick?
It's probably a mistake.
I'm like, what is happening?
Sometimes I'm a little slow with it.
Like, who sends a 3 second voice note? How did you get anything out that quick? Right. All right. You guys got WTFs or advice for this week? I'm going to throw my water bottle at both of you guys. I feel like you both said,
Do you have a WTF or advice?
Okay, not advice, but since we're talking about friendships. Mm-hmm. So maybe last week, Remy and Zaina, we've been trying to get our schedules aligned. Our schedules have not been aligning for us to just hang out. We talk every day, but we haven't seen each other in person. So finally, we got in person.
Aww.
We had a wine and pizza night at my house, and it was just relaxed. It wasn't fancy, like, it wasn't thought out. We all are so busy within our schedules, but we literally scheduled this time for wine and pizza.
I love that.
And, wine and pizza. We had a great night, and we were sitting there talking, and then my neighbor texted me that morning and was like, I need a drink and I need a dinner. So I was like, I'm going to invite my neighbor over.
Yeah.
And we had already had our time. Like, we had already, you know, Zane and Remy, already had, like, our good time together. So I asked him, can I, you know, and have my neighbor come over? She needed a drink, too. And still had drinks and lots of pizza.
A little variety.
Right. So we were all sitting there talking, and we didn't talk about friendships and, like, what are our rules in friendships or boundaries in friendships or what do you want out of friendships. And I realized after, when everybody left, we sat there and talked for probably, like, 3 hours about friendship and expectations of our friends and what are, like, rule breakers. But one of the big topics were how to make friends as an adult. And I'm just going to leave that on the table. I want you guys to think about for next week, how do you make friends as an adult?
I feel like that's something that's been coming up in my social experiences recently.
I said leave it on the table.
Oh, no, I'm going to leave it on the table. So it's,
yes,
I'm excited.
I want you to think about it.
I'm thinking.
Over this week, I want you to think about how you make friends as an adult.
Hmm.
Okay?
That's a good thought.
And if you think about it and you're like, oh, this is one thing, write it down.
Okay.
So that next week, can talk about how you make friends as an adult. And if you have, like, rules, boundaries, places, like, think about those things. And for you guys, I want you to think about it also. And we'll probably put up, like, a post this week and start to write down how to make friends as an adult.
What are those green flags in friendships and red flags?
Yeah.
Oh, that's one thing I feel like I've been really proud of myself lately.
Is this your WTF advice?
Yeah, this is my advice. So I guess in, like, you know, how we were talking about how these people come to me with all these complex things.
Mm-hmm.
Those, they're, like, total red flags. And it's like, run, bitch, run sometimes. But, like, I'm still like, whatever, it's okay. Like, I'm not dying. I'll survive. That is not the point. Y'all, when those red flags be peeking, really look at the red flags.
Yeah.
And when the green flags are like, hey, I'm here, be mindful of those. Like, sometimes I think people forget what the green flags look like because we're so like, what are the red flags? Or like, just not.
So when you said you're proud of yourself, did you catch a red flag or a green flag?
Oh, I've been catching green flags and I caught some red flags and I was like.
Did you release those?
So you
red flags?
Oh, you backed up. Oh, she's backing. Don't hit the TV.
She's backing up.
Where in the past you would have just flowed.
I would have just like kept going with it until it was like, girl, what are you doing? But like now I'm like, I ain't got.
It kept flipping.
I kept watching it.
We don't have time for that.
No, I like that.
I don't. Like, and it's nice because it's like I'm kid free right now and I could totally be on some like bullshit. But like, I'm like, I'm not on the bullshit. So I feel.
You growing up.
Growing up, y'all.
She's maturing right before our eyes, y'all.
I was a late bloomer, but like, we're getting better.
I think that's good. And I think that's really good advice or like, you know, acknowledgement and growth. Yeah.
And like, write down some green flags. Like, what are your green flags as well? So like, you know when something is like good or healthy, like, and literally write it out because. Ask a friend, you know?
Yeah.
This is when you have to, like, talk to your friends and, like, share things because they'll even be like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you may not always recognize or there's things that I've said where that I wasn't necessarily like, oh, that's a good thing. And Cheyenne will be like, oh, no, that's really good. And I'm like, oh.
That is really good.
That is really good, yeah.
I do like that.
They'll be like, oh, yeah, they did do this. Okay, like, that's what that is. Mm-hmm. Or how that could be interpreted. But that's that late bloomer stuff. So if you got a friend who went to an all-girl school, talk some sense into her because she's probably a bubblehead like me.
Oh, my God. All right, Shannon, your turn.
Help.
You were doing so good, Kyle.
So until you did all the other rest.
That's why I can't be talking to myself in the mirror anymore with my little pep talks.
Oh, Lord.
Might start strong, and then it's like, why? You were done talking. What's popping, Shannon?
What
my
are you?
Brain.
Oh. I'm like, what are you doing?
I don't know. My brain is so discombobled this week.
You want to pass? You can pass.
I'm pass.
That's okay.
You want a hug?
Probably later.
Okay.
All right. Well, I hope you guys all have a really good week.
Wait, Shannon's wearing her advice. Stop being racist.
Shannon's like, oh, that's what it says. No, I'm just kidding.
What if I didn't know what my shirt said?
She really looked down like,
I forgot what shirt I was wearing. That's her advice.
All right, you guys, follow us on Think Loud Crew on Instagram and on YouTube. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. And check us out on any podcast platform wherever you get your podcast from.
I thought you were about to be like, dunna, and dunna, and dunna, and dunna.
I music in me, this doesn't go there.
Okay.
It wasn't going there. I'm so sorry.
It wasn't going there.
But you guys can follow me at Shy Not Shy.
You're about to make me choke out of laughing. My name is R. You can follow me at R. Kyle Lynn.
And you can follow me at Hair by Shannon C.
And don't forget to tell your crew about our crew.
And
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.